Welcome to the final episode of the Hinduism 101 series. In this episode, Vivekji explains how we can deepen our belief to become trust. We learn that those with faith are the ones who gain knowledge. Let's get started.
Now we take up our final confusion. Even though we have endless confusions, we're taking up our fifth confusion for this course, fifth and final one. Before I get to this, I was reflecting lots on what confusion do I take up, yajna or shraddha? And I am going to take up shraddha, but I want to give you more reflection points on yajna. Yajna means dedication. In chapter 4, verses 24 to 30, over these seven verses, 12 yajnas or 12 dedications or 12 practices are shared, including and starting with Brahmarpanam Brahmahavihi. You know, the food mantra. Even though it's not a mantra and it's not related to food. So I'm giving you this to reflect on. And for those who are really serious students, I've written about all seven of these verses in the February 6th and February 20th e-vicharas that I sent in 2017. February 6th and 20th. 2017. If you want to know more about these and how to live these, read those. But now we will focus on the confusion relating to shraddha. I'm on the fourth adhyaya, that is chapter 4, the 39th shloka, the 39th verse. This is a famous teaching. We covered this. Shraddha vālabhate jñānam, tatparasamyatendriyaha, jñānam labdhvā parām śāntim, Achirenadi gacchati. The first quarter. Shraddha van labhate jnanam. The one who's filled with faith gains knowledge. Lots of you have been asking, how does one become faithful? So here's your framework. You begin with shravana, which means to listen. Shravana encourages belief. There's lots of people in this course that I've not met before. You're going to hear from one of them soon. So why are they in this course? Belief. They saw a cool name, or they saw a cool title, and they signed up. The evolution of shravana is manana, or reflecting on what you're listening to, and that helps us to evolve from belief to faith. To be faithful, you have to reflect on what you've been listening to. Without this reflection, you will never be faithful. And the evolution of manana is nididhyasana, which means to practice. It's not enough to keep it in your head. You have to bring it to your heart and your hands. And that's where you go from faith to trust. Belief, faith, trust. Shravana, manana, nididhyasana. We are faithful, just in the wrong direction. We have faith in the stocks we invest in. We have faith in the brakes in our cars. We have faith in DoorDash. I don't know if that's in America, but that's a food delivery system. Whenever I see DoorDash, I keep thinking DoorDarshan, right? It's the same spelling, right? See, we do have faith in the functional, but we don't have faith in the fundamental. To point that out to you. The next quarter says, Tat para samyatendriyaha. One is to be disciplined. Indriya means senses. Samindriya means to use these senses rather than be used by them. And the only way to not be used by the senses is to direct them towards what you're devoted to. Listen more to saguna kata. Saguna kata means the narrations of Bhagavan, like in our Vedanta and Bhagavata class. Because what that helps us to do is feel that presence within ourselves. That's called nirguna bhava. So saguna kata, like Ramayana, Bhagavatam, etc., helps us to feel that we are Rama, we are Krishna. That's called nirguna bhava. But for the one who's in discipline, like right now, if you're hungry or if you're eating, then you can't be devoted to what I'm saying or Sanatana Dharma. There's no prioritization there. The third quarter says, Jnanam labdhva param shantim. When you know, that is, you've gone from trust and even beyond. Now you know. You don't just trust you are divine, you know you are divine. In that knowing, you experience peace. Param shan, that is not external. A peace that is not exclusive. If a piece is external, what will happen to it? It will go away. If a piece is exclusive, that means it's finite and not infinite. And this is an important point because who can experience this piece? Anyone. Who can experience this piece? Everyone. Only in reference to other religions, that's not the case. It's not open to everyone. Not everyone can experience that. But this verse is openly sharing that it comes from within. You simply have to know who you are. And finally, achirena di gacchati. So when will my faith lead me to trust, which will lead me to knowledge, which will lead me to this peace? It is completely facilitated by your sincerity. Your sincerity. How many of you skipped a grade academically? I did by accident because my parents were aggressive. So I skipped grade 3. See, it wasn't because of my sincerity. It was simply based on an organization. School, parents, etc. Can I skip 7 grades? Suppose right now, tomorrow, I want to get my PhD in factory farming. Possible? It's not possible. Functionally, and probably legally not possible either. Can you be enlightened tomorrow? You can be. It is possible, but it's up to us. If you feel you're like Raja Parikshita, that tomorrow's the last day that you will ever live, and you don't ever want to be born again, you will be enlightened. Facilitated by sincerity. And that's so beautiful too, because there's no conditions to that. If you're black, does that make you more sincere? If you're white, does it make you more sincere? If you're young, does it make you more sincere? Old people think they're old, so they're more sincere. Does that make you more sincere? No. But practically, sincerity does come from steadiness. Whatever you're steady towards, you tend to be more sincere towards. See, we have some high school students in our class. Maybe that term is not used so much anymore, but back in the day, at least in movies, you would ask someone, can I go steady with you? Or do you want to be steady? It's like a Sattvic way of saying you want a date. And the aspiration is that steadiness will lead to you dating. Correct? So be steady. The sincerity will come. And a fine icon. Really, this is my last message for our entire course. A fine icon of this entire verse, this entire course, is a 5-year-old boy named Dhruva. In 6 months, he was able to go from unchanging responsibility to infinite nature. And after he had completed his responsibilities in the world, and he was being elevated to a place that is even above the Creator, even above Bhagavan Brahma. You know who came to help him get into his, it's called a Vimana, his airplane? Yama. Death came there and bent down, and Raja Dhruva stepped on him and then stepped into that vehicle. And why I'm sharing that with you, the opposite of faith is fear. The opposite of fear is faith or Shraddha. And if this 5-year-old boy in 6 months can be so sincere, can have such faith to not be afraid of anything, we can too. Shraddhavan labhate jnanam tatparasam yatendriyaha jnanam labhva param shantim achirenadi gacchati. In Sanatana Dharma, there is no force. There is only faith. There is no blindness, like blind logic or blind faith. There is a systematic nurturing of belief to faith to trust to knowing.
If you enjoyed what you heard or want to learn more, share this episode with a friend or find us online at facebook.com/CM Niagara. For those on the journey of self-development, Chinmaya Mission Niagara provides a community forum for seekers to listen, reflect, and contemplate. This podcast is produced by the Young Adults of Chinmaya Mission, an international nonprofit working to transform individuals through the knowledge of Vedanta. Until next time, inspire, love, be.